This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
يروي الإمام البخاري في صحيحه عن أبي هريرة رضي الله عنه قال قال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم حديث نهي كلاشي الإمام بخاري narrated by أبي هريرة. The theme is the hadith that have the wording of ليس منا in it, meaning whom we are not or what is not in keeping with our values or our principles. It's 12 hadith, around a dozen, that have this wording. 10 of them are authentic, and that's what I'm going to be narrating for you over the next 2 weeks or so. Before I do, two things. Number one, so today, recommendations of the health unit and the changes even in at the hospitals is that we're back to putting masks on, at least for doctors and hospitals. And the recommendations are for people in public spaces to use that. So we're not going to, obviously we're not going to mandate what they don't mandate, but we're going to encourage people who are feeling sick to not come, and those who are to wear masks. And inshallah, on Fridays and the high traffic nights and times, we'll provide masks outside, and the staff inshallah will be wearing them just to kind of keep everyone safe. I don't know. I think everyone has had COVID already. If you haven't, then let's try and not get you to have it, inshallah, over the next couple of weeks, if possible. So that's inshallah the what we're going to be doing over the next week or so, and we'll follow the health unit inshallah recommendations. The numbers have gone up the last 2 weeks. The numbers have gone up. Thankfully, we don't see a lot of numbers in the ICU, but it has gone up, and people are getting sick for sure. The second thing is, last night I think I narrated the hadith, and I think I made a mistake. I made a mistake with the rawi. So it's not Abu Hurairah, and Ubadah ibn Samit radiallahu anhu, the hadith that I narrated yesterday. Just a disclaimer, as a mistake, may Allah forgive us, inshallah. Tonight the hadith is narrated by Abu Hurairah, and it's in the hadith collection of Imam Bukhari. And this is a very known hadith, and it's very different. See, yesterday I talked about ethics. He said, you know, it's not in keeping with who we are to mistreat or not to show respect to the elder and not show compassion and empathy to the younger and not to know the status of our scholars. But tonight the hadith is very different. قال صلى الله عليه وسلم ليس منا من لم يتغنى بالقرآن. Very different. The topic is completely has nothing to do with what I talked about yesterday. He said it's not in keeping with who we are or with our values. Those who do not يتغنى بالقرآن. التغني, as you well know from غناء, or is the act of singing. Right? So التغني is the act of trying to beautify sounds that are coming out of your mouth. So he's saying, عليه الصلاة والسلام, you're not really from amongst this, from you're not similar to us. We are if you don't do that with the Quran, if you don't love the Quran to the point where you look towards beautifying the sound, its sound, and you actually have you find joy. See, you only sing that which you really do enjoy. You don't sing your math algebra. You don't care about you sing stuff that you find that you know that touch your heart, that means something to you. And what he's trying to explain, alayhi salam, is that you have to love the Quran and be connected to it so that you find joy in singing it out. Obviously, this doesn't mean See, there are rules for how to recite the Quran, obviously. There's the rules of tajweed, and you have to kind of learn how to enunciate the letters appropriately. And you have to know the rules of the ghunnas and the mudud and how to put them all together. And you can't break those rules. So when he's saying, alayhi salatu wasalam, to taghanni, which is trying to beautify your voice and make it sound beautiful, as if you're singing, he's not saying that you go ahead and make a song out of it and then break. No, you don't break the rules of tajweed. It has to be within the rules of how it's supposed to be recited. But the concept of taghanni, the concept of it is the beautifying of the voice and the joy and enjoyment that you have when you're reading it, because you actually do feel that connection to it. And that's what I think he's trying to teach us, alayhi salatu wasalam. That if you don't love this book and you don't find the beauty in it, you don't find the profoundness in it, you're not connected to it and attached to it, and it's in a state where when you read it, you want to sing it out because it's something that really touches you and means so much to you, then you haven't fully understood what our core values are about. And I find that to be a very interesting hadith, and it's a beautiful one, and there's a lot to talk about, but we're not going to take more of your time. يروي الإمام البخاري في صحيحه عن أبي هريرة رضي الله عنه قال قال النبي صلى الله عليه وآله وسلم ليس منا من لم يتغنى بالقرآن صدق رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم سبحانك اللهم وبحمدك اشهد ان لا اله الا انت استغفرك واتوب اليك وصلى الله وسلم وبارك على نبينا محمد وعلى اله وصحبه اجمعين